Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Today's guest is Cork comedy giant, Andrew Ryan.
Yeah, giant.
Giant. Before we get into today's episode, look at this. Look what's happened. Great days. Let me tell you about our sponsors today. So this episode is obviously sponsored by none other than Doogie's Goodies. Let's see what Doogie has sent for the bays. Now, this is a sensational thing. Oh, my word. So this is a selection of dirts, right? Now, we dirties, right? These are all sort of items that are similar to items that you might be able to pick up, but they're homemade for like dirty versions. So this is like, we're not allowed to say what it's like, but this is a raspberry that might go a wee bit, it's a chocolate raspberry item that would give you like special cuffs. You know, if you were wearing like a flouncy shirt, maybe you're going to do a wee bit of Copacabana type stuff. This is a, if this was going to rhyme with any type of policeman in the world, it would be somebody from the Mounties in Canada. And then these ones here are like Doogie's versions of what you might describe as big old horse-drawn cartwheels, right? Now, yeah. Oh, I nearly fingered that for you, but I won't. There you go. Yeah, I have it now. So get on over to...
Oh, Jesus.
Get on over to doogiesgoodies.com. Let's see what else there is in this bag. Oh, my God. Like,
oh,
you just wouldn't believe the amount of stuff they send here. And people are like, oh, shouldn't be... Oh, this is... Look at that. That is a slab. Like, that's... Do you know what? These aren't even that there. You can get over... they're not even there. That's a wee Valentine's Day thing for me. No, just for me. That's a gluten-free one.
Got specialty items all over the place here.
So, I mean, seriously, two bags, Doogies. Stop it. I'd love to see 40. Now, so at doogiesgoodies.com, you can order stuff. You can customize what you're getting put into a box. You can get figure cakes made like with like numbers. You can get pictures put on.
Oh, Jesus.
You can get pictures put on. I haven't seen these yet. Oh, this is themed for today's episode.
It's one of
They've made one of you. These are Andrew Ryan cupcakes. Your man from Cork. That's unbelievable. Oh, I love what they've written on mine. Oh, mine are very dramatic. Am I going to eat myself today? Is that what's happening? The goat. That's a great time. This is... Here, I'm leaving that out. I'm having that. So... This is very difficult for
how
me.
How do I get a deal like this?
I don't know how Dan has concocted this with them, but whatever. Do you know what? Whatever Dan's doing, he's doing it right. Look at the state of me. Look at the state of me, right? We're also very excited because you can go on, you can order those cakes online, doogiesgoodies.com. You can get pictures put on, you can get different slabs. The slabs are just... Also, do you know what's a great thing that they're doing on the Doogies website now? They are doing... there's a map of like where all the shops where they're selling Doogies now in the province. And you can go on and find out where the nearest Doogie supply is. So you don't always have to go to Ballymena. But if you're wanting to go up to the shop and you want to get it...
Ballymena, just from Ballymena?
Yeah, so oh. Ballymena in Church Street in Ballymena. So thanks a million, Doogies. This is unbelievable. I'm emotional about that. And I'm going to emotionally eat it in a wee minute. Oh, I thought I'd left out the piece for myself, but I haven't. We're not allowed to say that. the Mounties. I thought I'd left out the Mounties for myself. I did so well. Just beep it. Keep Mounties. So, great times. Today's episode, also sponsored. That's mental. Also sponsored by Manscaped.com. So, go over to Manscaped.com. When you're ordering stuff, put it all into the basket. And then when you go to buy it, there's a space there for you to put in a code. Use the code NOBLASTERS20. That's the word NOBLASTERS, all one word, and the number 20. So, NOBLASTERS20. You will get 20% off. You will get free shipping. I highly recommend using these Manscaped products because in this day and age, it's everyone's responsibility to look after their pubes. And also just to be, it helps you feel all clean and crisp and nice. It's like a wee autumn. It's like a wee autumn walk around your own body. It's great. So what I would say is some walks are longer than others. What I would say is I highly recommend products like the Lawnmower 5.0, the Weed Whacker. I'm 37. For whatever reason, ear hair, nose hair, it's growing. No one knows why, because there's nothing happening to me that's different now. But my body thinks, do you know what'll solve these issues? Nose hairs that come out of the nose. What's that about? Get the Weed Whacker to stop that happening. And then I also recommend the Ball Wipes, Ball Deodorant, just as a freshening aids for the day. You know, maybe you've got a what I would describe as a mild pickle on the go, and you can just de-pickle yourself. You can deglaze, and it's a good time. So I highly recommend that. Get on over to manscaped.com. Use the code NOBLASTERS20. It's a great time. We love them. They love us. Straight up pube ninjas. So we're into today's episode. Andrew, do you want to tell us about your tour that's coming up immediately so that I can eat myself here?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I can't believe this.
Hello, No Blasters followers. My name's Andrew Ryan, and I'm on tour in September all the way through to the end of November across the UK, Ireland, and some dates in Europe. Tickets go on sale at the start of March. Tickets will be available on my website, on my Instagram, wherever you get your tickets from. It's dead easy. I'm going to be all over the north. I'm in the south. I'm in England. I'm in Scotland. I'm not in Wales.
Not a fan of the Welsh.
Maybe go to Wales. I don't know. Trying to figure that one out. I'm not even going to Ballymena.
You should though, because you know what I've just discovered?
What? I can go to Dougie's Goodies on the way up. Oh!
There's jam in the middle of these cupcakes. Like, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting that. That's a wee
bonus treat. Do you ever buy a normal donut and then you don't know they're jam donuts and you bite into them and you see there's jam inside? Do you know what that's like? That's like, you know, it's like when women won the right to vote. It's like, oh, there's a little bonus there.
A suffragette donut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was long overdue, by the way.
Suffragettes, weird subplot of Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
She passed away there recently. Glynis Johns.
Did she die? How old is she?
Old. Like, I mean.
Really old. Like,
yeah, like.
90s old.
Mary Poppins was out in what, 68 or something?
But it was based in the 40s, wasn't it? Or the 30s?
I think it's based even like the 20s, maybe. 1910s? 1910s if they're doing suffrage
shit? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
64.
Wow. But anyway, how's that? Bit of food. Unbelievable, isn't it?
I know this isn't great for the audio listeners. I know it might not even be great to watch. I'm having a time, and I sort of don't care. Like, I mean, I've checked out of all sense of responsibility to the audience here, because for a minute, I was eating a bun that had my face on it. I mean, that's a weird experience.
But if you go to a psychologist, like, what are you like? I'm just eating myself.
I'm eating myself.
Yeah.
We've all done it. Now, that's a weird wee. Glynis Johns, is that her name? If I pull that correctly,
I can't,
out of my rectum.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Mary Poppins?
I know of the TV show, the film, but I don't think I've watched it. I've not seen E.T. or anything, or Jurassic Park or anything.
That's quite a jump in cinema as well there, yeah. From Mary Poppins and the E.T. and the
I've
Jurassic
never watched
Park.
A Marvel film or anything. Or
I've seen some of those.
I don't do sci-fi. I don't do horror.
Mary Poppins though.
Yeah, but I think I might have watched sci-fi? It when I was like, I have no recollection of it. Like, is it Singing in the Rain?
I've seen Singing in the Rain.
Oh, is that not Mary Poppins? I thought, does she not sing in the rain? No, that's a different
one. She sings while it rains.
Oh, but does she say like, I'm singing
no,
in the
that's
rain.
The movie, Singing in the Rain. Okay. Gene Kelly. Debbie O'Connor.
I don't know.
Donald O'Connor. Debbie Reynolds.
I wouldn't really know them now.
Yeah. Debbie O'Connor would be if those two actors had fused. But apparently there was I know trivia about these because I'm a musicals fan.
Yeah.
I know that during the filming of Singing in the Rain, so Gene Kelly was this unbelievable dancer. Like unbelievable, like world class.
Her daughter is, what's her name?
Gene Kelly's a dude. But
his daughter.
I know what you're thinking. Debbie Reynolds, she's in it. Her daughter was Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting. It's around that area.
Okay. I can decipher the hieroglyphs. Apparently during the film and Singing in the Rain, Debbie Reynolds was just absolutely broken by Gene Kelly's demands and was crying under her piano. And I think Fred Astaire is supposed to have come in and like given her like a bit of a hang in there, please, absolutely. don't kill yourself chat, like, of
what was his demands?
Just like the rehearsal times to get the dancing right and to get the singing right, because like they had to like film a lot of it. It's all like, it's live. I mean, you're not,
it has to be perfect. Yeah,
you can't fake it, you know what I mean? And Gene Kelly was a ultra perfectionist,
right?
You know, and I'll be honest with you, some of his movies, like long ballet sequences in them, like 10-15 minutes of ballet in the middle of what is otherwise a, you know, it's my time again, see, sort of fucking classic 1950s yeah. movie, like, and then he's just, but here, Singing in the Rain's great.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot is of films, worth all that so fuss? I don't really.
Singing in the Rain?
No.
But I think that if you started watching them the way a child might start watching films, you start with your Singing in the Rains, your Mary Poppins's, you'll enjoy them because they're nice, they're innocent movies, and then you move on through, maybe then you'll be watching Marvel soon.
No.
You'll be richer for it.
No, I don't think so.
It's a rich tapestry.
I don't go to the cinema, Renton. I haven't been to the cinema for 6-7 years.
You've got to come with us.
I refuse to go to the cinema.
Come to the cinema.
No, I'm trying to go to the rest of my life without going to cinema.
No. Well, I'll say this. You could do worse than today. It's Valentine's Day today. You could do it when we're recording this, the magic of podcast. When today in Cineworld, I happen to know they're showing 10 Things I Hate About You twice. Right. They're showing that twice.
So it's 20 things.
I'm not very well today, otherwise I would be going.
I don't feel great either. No, but no, I won't go to cinema.
No?
Sorry, no.
I love it. I love the cinema. It's my favourite.
I think it's overrated.
I think it's literally, see, this is where we disagree. It's literally my favourite, like, outing out of the house.
Yeah, but it's not.
You don't enjoy the cinema more than going to a gig?
Like a comedy gig? Hmm. I wouldn't go unless I'm performing. Very rarely will I go and watch a person play. Unless they're like a close friend.
Yeah, but like,
I'll go to a music gig, definitely.
You
don't
see me when you work again. We'll say it again.
I've seen you loads of times.
I know, but you're always gigging.
Yeah, I'm a busy man. You're busy. You know, you don't
I'm fucking with you because you went, I would go if it was a close friend. And I'm like, you haven't been to see me.
No, but hold on a second. Karen. Every time you've done big shows, I'm never around.
That is true, to be fair. That is absolutely true.
And when I was off one night and Paddy was on at the SSC, so I said, well, I'll go see him. Mm. I went to see Aaron. I went to see, who else did I go see? I think I went to see Dave Elliott do something. My time will come.
It's coming. Don't worry.
You know what I mean? So when I go see you, like.
So where are you most looking forward to playing on your tour?
I'm really looking forward to seeing if it sells.
Yeah.
First of all, the fear of it, like, will it sell?
You're doing a load of dates, though.
Oh, I'm up to about 30 or something.
That's mental. I'm only doing, like, I think I'm doing about 6 over the water and about, maybe about 6 or 7 here. Keep it nice and nice and loose.
I'll probably be doing about 10 here, about 6 or 7 down south, and the rest over the water. To be honest with you, like, I'm actually looking forward to all of them. Like, the gigs you think, like, oh, this is one's going to be a bit of a ball ache to get that because you have to fly to England and you have to maybe get 2 trains. You're like, I can't be arsed doing that. But
do you ever do the boat? Take a car?
No, I wouldn't take the boat, no. Because I'm doing weekends only, I'm doing the radio on the week.
Right,
So the reason why it's taking I have to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because I can't do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And also, as well as doing comedy on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a bit of a ball ache for people if they don't get up. Like. So like my show in London, I'm doing it on Thursday at 6:30. Just come after work.
Come after work, straight round. Yeah, you still sort of smell like work. Do you know what you'll smell
no,
like?
No, but to me, it's like, come at 6:30, it'll be done at 8.
If you don't
in your home then.
If you don't take a fresh top with you and you've been working all day, you're going to have that, you know, that post-school smell.
If I could do comedy at 5 o'clock for the rest of my life, I'd love to be the 5 o'clock comedian.
A mild brine.
I don't want to do comedy after 10 o'clock in the evening.
Really?
I hate it.
I like it getting a bit rowdy. I like people getting a bit pissed.
But you can handle you have a guitar and all that. You can do music like...
I love it. You have a guitar and all, you can just fucking...
No, but like it's different. Like when you play music,
is it? It is a wee bit.
It is different.
Not as different, but it's like it's also the same shit though. Like,
oh yeah, but you're getting loads of shit. But what I'm saying is that if they're shouting and roaring at you, you could probably be in the middle of a song and not hear it.
Oh, they don't really shout during a song.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They shout more before it, and then you just stamp the first two, and it's fine.
I once did Late in Life in Edinburgh, and it went so bad I stripped down to my boxer shorts, and I got banned
on stage.
I got banned for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they ban you for that?
Because it was a stupid thing to do. And he goes, yeah, it was a stupid thing to
he
do.
He didn't fucking whip the fucking wang out. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe he did. Maybe it was peering out.
It's 2:15 a.m.
Was it? Was it damn lamb? That's the first time I've used this jumper for something like that. It's great.
That looks
good. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, just like they were just the worst crowd ever. I don't know. I don't get jokes. Like,
you what?
I sometimes don't get jokes.
Really?
I really don't.
I don't understand why they would ban you for something like that.
Ah, yeah, they were just, I mean, they were annoyed at me. Like,
fuck them.
You know what I mean? Have you ever done Late in Life?
No, I think I was meant to do it this year, but
it's terrifying.
I really wasn't well in Edinburgh this year. I did a version of Late in Life here. I think it was called Late in Life when Keezy ran the comedy festival Noma here.
Yeah.
Where I think the gig was starting at fucking 12 and people are rowdy and pissed. Like, but I like that.
I understand you like that, yeah, but
I like it to a point. There is a point.
And my point is 10 o'clock.
My point's probably 11:30.
I'm about 10:15 maximum. After that, I'm like, you're tired. You've had 6 or 7 pints. I don't want to ruin your night. I'd rather go on first and get you when you're a bit sober.
I'd rather go on when the crowd has a chance of ruining my night, you know. Yeah, and then right. I'm gonna fight them.
You want to fight them? I don't want to fight the crowd.
Not physically. Don't fucking touch me.
I don't
want to
fight
ever.
The crowd. I've fought them for years in England. I've done it. You're traveling to a gig and you turn up and all you're doing is dealing with drunks. I didn't get into comedy. I did not get into comedy for this.
No, but I see it's less probably about the time and more about level of just people being steaming. For instance, listen, see if people have had enough drinks where they're a wee bit leery and they're going to maybe shout something out that's funny, I'll take all that. See when people just go like, they're just turning around and going, Darren, can you, Darren? That's when I'm like, you die in that seat. Like, die now in your chair.
Yeah, I'll bury you now. I'll pay for the funeral.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Mate, you don't have to pay too much if you just leave them in a garden centre. They'll bury them for you. I'm just like, do you know what though? When I'm doing tour shows and stuff, I do tend start the show at 8 and then there's a break, you know, so I may be coming on stage at 29 and then I may be finishing up at around 10.
Right.
That's my kind of...
So you're doing an hour 20?
Yeah, maybe a wee shade under. Like, I'll give myself that time. I'll say I'll knock over the hour 20 and I'll aim for an hour 5, hour 10.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do an hour 10.
Yeah. Hour 10 is a good amount of time. Do you know what's weird? I went and saw Bill Bailey there the other night.
Yeah, how was it?
Brilliant. I mean, he's brilliant. Like, I had a great time. We went to it and he doesn't have support. He just does, he comes out and does like an hour and then has a break and then comes out and does 40, 45. Which is sort of interesting, but I don't think it's all brand new, if you know what I mean.
With a lot of music in there.
Oh, loads. So
it's,
but like really
it's your actual stand up, but it's music describing stand up. It's like funny music and the way he describes it and stuff like that.
He does that, yeah, but he does actual stand up as well. Like, you know, starts off with just stand up and then.
Did he talk about Sean Locke at all?
He didn't, no. He talked at the start a lot about like Rishi Sunak, Boris Johnson, people like that, and then all great guys. And should vote for them next time if you get the chance.
Do you know that if you ever fell out with the people producing this podcast, they will ruin you.
Oh, mate, there's things that have been said in this room. I can't remember now, to be fair, what it was. I said something. Oh, I know what it was now. I can't go into this. I said something in this room the other night when we were doing the live pod that was about 10 minutes before we started. And it made everyone in here laugh, but it also made them all go,
if this was live, we're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one worse.
I got in a bit of hot water there for saying something. I wouldn't say it was hot butter, but we had a load of complaints into the radio.
Really?
But they were very well written complaints.
Oh, don't like that.
And there weren't.
That's people taking their time, isn't it?
Yeah. And
commas and
so
all.
There was a part of me going, oh, this person's really upset. And then I went, oh, this is really, really well written. And then there was a part of me that went, how much time have you got in a day to get really worried about that kind of stuff?
To crack up about something to hurl on Q Radio.
Yeah, it's just a bit of crack. Like,
it is a bit of crack.
Serious,
like. I know, it is. It is the very definition of a bit of crack.
Just a bit of lighthearted.
And here, see if you don't like it. Do you know what? There's the next wee bit of crack in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And here, see in between it. See if you didn't like it. If you really didn't like it.
Here's a bit of Taylor Swift.
Here's a wee bit of One Direction.
I mean, it's not rocket science, like.
No.
But no. But yeah, I've kind of. I mean, I'm very good at blocking people as well, like blocking people like out of my head when they.
All right. I thought you were like just sitting, just
like I'll give you an example.
Flat out.
I went to the dump, right? Went to the dump to get rid of stuff, and I pulled up. You know,
I hate that. You know, when they ID you, know.
Oh, do you know when you pull up and you have to tell them what's in the car?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just went, "Oh, cardboard," and he went, "Oh, yeah, it's cardboard there, mate." And I said, "Yeah, I've just got some non-recyclable stuff as well." He goes, "Yeah, yeah, just go down around the back, right?" So I just pulled up to the cardboard thing, got out, opened the boot. Picked up the cardboard, went over, chucked it in, and the guy comes over to me and he goes, "Are you, who are you?" And he goes, "Who are you?" And I went, "Sorry?" And he went, who are you?" Like, and I went, "Who am I?" I said, "My name's Andrew. Are you, do you comedian on the radio?" And I went, "Yeah." And I went, "Yeah, yeah." And he goes, "Yeah. Oh, you think you're funny, don't you?" And then he just turned around and walked away.
Weird.
And I just went, "Oh."
You're like, take that shit, unrecyclable banter. But first of all, trying to skip 12.
If you don't know who I am, and then you know that I just went. Was he just slamming me there?
Do you know what was funny?
How do I react there?
Nah, so
do you know what I did? I put the non-recyclables into the wrong container to fuck their day up.
That's what you've done.
Come at me.
Do you know what was good? I nearly interrupted you there, and I'm glad I didn't. But I nearly did when you were like, "Open the boot," and I was gonna be like.
Just Aaron Butler.
Oh, how did that get in there?
It's just Aaron Butler and Dave Elliott dead. And I would go, "Where do you put these ones? Are these electrical?"
It's just one of the complaint people.
Do you know what would be dead funny though, if you did that though, if you pulled up and just opened the boot and just someone pretending to play dead, you go, where do you go with these guys?
Just over, presumably into the big container where you throw mattresses as well.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever been in there? You ever been into the mattress bit?
I wouldn't be in a container, right?
No. So the mattress bit is a container.
Squeezes it all.
No, it's like a shipping container. I don't know what to do with them. Do you know what's mental? Nearly all the jokes that are flying through my head today are literally unusable on this podcast. What's happened to me? Yeah. Like I'm turning the Arkev. I'm now living his life.
I saw him down the street the other day. I said, "No, I just saw Kieran in there having lunch." And Josh went, "Kieran's in Hollywood," and I went, "Oh, sorry, is there a rift?"
No. I ended up seeing them as well, yeah.
Yeah, but he was like, "Oh," he said, "he was going and getting a chippy tea."
I love
him. He was going, "Oh, I'm going down for a nice chippy tea down by the beach." And I just saw Kieran over there in Joxer. And he went, "Oh, he's over in Joxer, is he?" Well, I didn't know that. I went, have I caused a rift or something?
Kev gets on. Kev's like, "Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing here on Wednesday?" I'm like, "I'm here every Wednesday. You're here on several of them." Mate, that's Kev. He's a good guy.
He's different though, isn't he?
He's different. He's like a functioning Forrest Gump. Now,
he's a nice lad though.
He is good. He is good.
Got his challenges.
That's great, by the way. The ship, so in the dump that I go to, they have a shipping container. Now, the only reason I know of it is because I want to dump the mattress. And, I had a mattress to throw out. I didn't like just go lift somebody's mattress and go, "I'm dumping this."
Yeah,
it was ours and we're getting a new one. I'm getting a new one as well,
mattress protector.
I'm getting a new, what do you call it though?
How many springs in it?
We're getting a new. I don't know if this one has springs.
3,000 springs.
This is. I'm trying to think of the brand. They sponsor United. That's all I know. And if you play for United, you have to sleep on one of these.
Chevrolet. That's the car, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that was a couple.
You
of
need
sponsors.
To get Iva Conrad with 3,000 springs.
Right.
Not a spring two less, not a spring two more. It's perfect.
This is like a, what do you call it? Like a memory foam type thing.
Oh, right.
Can't wait to see the awful memories that it's going to keep of me. But,
do you ever sleep in a waterbed?
No, I've never been on one.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's for me. It's awful. Is it weird?
It's awful.
I can't imagine. It's comfy. Like
if you want to scratch, you know,
you hear the jiggle.
I don't want that. I want silence.
No, but so Man Lily, is that what it's called?
They're not their
M Lily. M Lily.
They're not their main sponsors, though.
Yeah, I don't know. M Lily. Yeah.
They're not their main sponsors.
No. It's like, you know, the way everything has like an official sponsor of this thing. You know, we're Man United's official fucking mattress guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because the football team have been asleep for 13 years. Like, you know what I mean?
Boom. Hurts me. It hurts me. 11 Boom. Years. 11 years.
Boom.
But yeah, so basically the mattress bit, mate, see when you open the door to that, it hits you. It hits hard. Like, yeah. But it's like nothing you've ever really tackled before. It engulfs your whole body. It clogs your pores. Like, I mean, it's like, it's the sort, like, you open it, and then we were like lifting the mattress in, me and Kev, and I swear to God, I you could die in that container and you wouldn't change the smell. Like, it's fucking woeful.
Really?
Yeah, it's woeful.
Just imagine, like, the amount of people that have been on mattresses, and you know, a lot of people are disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's you fucking, I mean? This bit is leaping. Like, it's all pissed. Pissy mattresses, oh. Old mattresses, ones that are rusty, just a scurry, scurry container of humid fluids. It's fucking disgusting. And do you know what else? There's a guy looking at you from the dump when you're putting stuff in it, sort of going, you getting that? You getting that yet? It's fucking stinking.
And they have to do that every day. Like.
Do you ever leave something... You ever left something somewhere by accident for too long, like a sandwich or...
Oh, yeah. You know, it goes green and mold.
Yeah, and it turns into a wee guy.
Like
maybe
a parasite, turned into a lice or something.
You leave it in your locker over the summer in school or something. Or I remember somebody did do that and they got in so much shit for it. They left something in their locker before school had even finished and then they gave the locker over to somebody. So the way, like when we were changing lockers in school... You just had to lock it and post the key in through because all the teachers had a spur.
General master key, yeah.
And apparently, like, they came to this wee lad's locker. I think we were going into fourth year or something. We got a new locker. So they come to give that locker to some second year now. And, like, they've opened it. And, mate, oh, my God. It's like a fucking dead body in it. Like, do you know what I mean?
What's he leaving her?
Like a full sandwich. Like, just a sandwich. It's just been in there for, like, 3-4 months. Because like he left it in there and like, man, just didn't use his locker.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I mean? And then,
what were you like in school?
I was a great wee boy.
Were you a good kid? Yeah. Were you troublesome?
Not really. I was troublesome in a
Did
way.
Did you
challenge
teachers?
No. I wasn't a wee lick either. But I would say, do you know what I was likely to be fucking around, but in a fairly innocent and good time Sally sort of way, like... Not like,
I imagine that you were interested, but interested in your own way. Whereas, like, I know I have to do this school thing, I'll do it. But I'm also thinking differently. I'm not thinking the way they want me to think. I'm thinking in a bit of a different way.
Yeah.
But I'll also take part and be present. But as soon as I'm out of here, I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah, I would have fucked around in terms of, like, I'll just skip out of class here and go and sit in the music room.
Yeah.
And play the guitar. Or
you're the kind of guy, if I was in school and I knew you now and I knew you in school, you're the kind of guy I'd go to for advice. I'd be like, Kieran, I've got a problem with one of my teachers. And you're the kind of guy that you wouldn't make a lot of eye contact with me, but you would listen. So like, I'd be talking to you and you'd be like this going.
Okay. Just yeah, I'm looking in front of you. I've okay. got one. I've
you would just be you would just be like, I understand, but I can feel you. Okay, leave it with me. You're the kind of guy that, you know, like... You know, you knew everyone. You knew everybody, but you weren't friends with them. So, like, if I said to you, like, I've got a problem with Mr. Smith over there, you'd be like, oh, leave it with me. But you wouldn't speak to Mr. Smith. You'd speak to Mr. Francis.
Yeah.
Mr. Francis would speak to Mr. Fred. You're like the middleman.
I'm a fixer.
You want to be involved, but you don't want any responsibility of involvement.
Yeah. I was good at knowing when to drop a bit of banter in a class. I was good at that.
Yeah.
I would be a cheeky wee dick occasionally, but not often. But there was a lot of people in my class who were absolute fuck around merchants. Like I mean, and it ranged from people doing things that were like, you know, people in your class maybe try and get a teacher to go off on a mad tangent. Mm. And the easiest subject to do this in is RE, because you just go, I know that God's meant to love us and I know we're learning about this bit in the Bible, but like, what does the Bible say about X? And then the teacher's just like, right, this is important, and they just go off and then everyone's just sitting there like, talk shit, bitch. Right? And then I used to skip maths a lot. I hated maths hard. So in third year, when I started learning guitar, I realized that I could often schedule my guitar lesson for maths. And you were supposed to let it change every week, but I would just swap mine with people. So I'm always like period five or whatever on a Thursday or some shit. And like, I'm just missing maths for a year. It was fucking great.
You see, we had a different system when I was growing up. So I don't know, like third year for me, it would have been the junior cert, was like GCSE. And then we would have went into transition year, which is fourth year.
Right.
And then fifth and sixth year was your leaving cert years.
Right, okay.
Whereas you can drop out after GCSE.
Well, you can drop out after fifth year, yeah.
You shouldn't. You should be staying in.
You should do something, probably.
Yeah.
Because if you drop out, what are you going to do? You're going to get a job and you're going to be working on shit money, like. Because you don't go straight into, like, normal wage. You go into a minimum wage for a 16-year-old, which is shit.
Shit.
Yeah, and it always has been shit.
Did you ever get in fights in school?
Not really, like, I think I sort of got into a slight one in first year, and then like it never
did
really.
Did they see what you were like, and they backed off?
Oh, they saw the fury. Somebody slobbered at me, and I sort of smacked him a couple of times, and that was kind of it.
And how's the teacher?
It's good.
Imagine just knocking the teacher out, like.
And that was ages ago, like, to be fair. But like, no, I think I was saying this one, like, it ranged from like people doing like fuckery like that, yeah, of like, you know, like fucking about trying to get teachers to talk shit so you don't have to work, through to like one day some wee lad like left the mobile we were in and climbed up on the roof of it and was like fucking stamping on the roof. And like people are going to go, oh, did that really happen? Yes, it fucking happened, right?
Yeah.
Or like in one of the maths rooms, there was like, we don't have any in here. Well, sort of like, you know, like under that bit, you just can't see it. I don't know why I'm pointing to it, and the audio listeners can't see it. So anyway, there's a, you know, you get like a sheath that would go over like electrical cables and stuff in a room. In our school, there was just like a plasticky metally fucking like cover going over all these leads, and it had started to come off, and we knew we were getting a new school. So once people knew we were getting a new school, the care and upkeep of the old building was very much lower down on the list of priorities. So we took the insulation off, and between about six of us, we were like poking a maths teacher. Like, so we're at the back of the room and we're poking our maths teacher with it, and she was not happy about it. Yeah. Like, and she shouted for one of the other teachers to come in. I've told this story before. She shouted for one of the other teachers to come in, and he came in and he started on one of the wee lads. It was like the ringleader. He started on him, and this is, we were in like second year, and he's going, you're this, you're that, you better do this. And that wee lad just went, smell your breath. I remember going, that's like the cheekiest thing I'd ever seen anybody doing at that point in my life. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was just, like, my asshole sealed. I was just like, that's it.
It's over now. I got told a story about my brother, what my brother did in school. So when I was in first year, my brother was in sixth year. So there's like 5 year gap between us. So I was only in school with him for 1 year in the same secondary school. And the sixth years used to always be able to, the last sort of like couple of weeks of your year, you know, you're leaving the school, you've done 6 years, you're allowed to kind of like mess around. And they brought in a chicken, like a live chicken, right? And they let the chicken out like in the corridor, like, so there's this chicken just running around, right? And everyone's out in the hall going, oh, there's a chicken, right? So the teachers go, man, there's a fucking chicken loose. They bring in pigeons and stuff, and the birds, and they'd release the birds, and the birds would go up onto the roof, and they'd take That's ages to get down.
Yeah.
But this chicken, anyway, got out of the school and ran down to the, went down to the yard. So they didn't know what to do with the chicken. So they put a coat over it. So the chicken is in
a human coat?
Someone took the coat off and chucked.
No, I wasn't sure.
Chucked the
coat. I wasn't sure if you meant like a blazer or something, yeah, or like,
no, like a jacket.
Is it a wee chicken-sized coat?
No, like one of my jackets or your jacket, right? So they chucked to stop it from running, they just chucked the jacket over it.
Right.
I think to frighten the chicken, like.
Yeah.
But then didn't the principal come out, and he's like roaring and shouting, but he hadn't seen the chicken. And next thing, the coat just starts moving, right, like around the yard, you know? So they go over and say, there's a chicken.
Yeah.
Under there. So they're like, why is there a chicken, right? When I was in sixth year, a guy who was 21 years of age doing his leaving cert, he had an articulated lorry license, right? So his family had a bread company, and he was a lovely fella. He was a really good laugh. And Don Neville was his name. He was a good lad.
I could be a good lad, yeah, if I was still in school at 21.
The school that I went
to. I would be signed.
Yeah, but I think it was 20, 21, something like that.
Yeah.
It was 21, I think. And the school was a one-way system to drive around.
Right.
So one way in, one way out. But didn't he block the exit with the lorry?
Fuck.
So all the mums and
for
stuff.
For fuckery, like,
just
for the crack?
Just fuckery, like.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, just, there's a guy, people going in to do, like, people are getting their mums and dads to drop them into school, and he's driving in an articulated lorry, like. Do you know what I mean?
But they did stuff like that in our school at the end where you weren't allowed, though, because then, because it got the point where in one of the years above us, I think 2 years above me, or no, 3 years above me, they egged a load of people in our year, but then they also brown sauced like a whole bit of the school.
Yeah.
And they put brown sauce into, so in the gym in our school, there was like these, like there were like these wooden, like a wooden vent type thing over, they were basically like over heaters, and they had holes in them, you know, let the hot air come into the room, and they went over with brown sauce and just fucking squeezed bottles of brown sauce empty into it, so that then when, and this was a problem that wasn't really overly discovered until the following autumn when the heaters were being used again. Do you know what I mean? Oh. So like it's just cooking fucking old moldy brown sauce, and then like you and people had to go into the gym to, if you were having a packed lunch, you sat in the gym. So people are going in to have their packed lunch, like, you know, late September, early October, the heaters are on. And it's like from 3-4 months ago, just fucking death, fucking coming out of the thing. People are like opening their sandwiches and being like, fucking, you know what I mean? Just like awful. But also I heard this one now, this didn't happen in our school. I heard this one was chickens or some sort of animal, but chickens is a good one. Get chickens and get 4 of them and throw them, cut them loose in the school, but put wee collars on them that says 1, 2, 4, and 5.
And they think
so. People think that there's a missing chicken somewhere, which is fucking great. which is top banter, to be fair.
Yeah, that's really good.
I think when we were leaving, I remember this when we were leaving. Oh, I have a story for you. Or I think I have. Anyway, right, that was when it was my turn, like when we were leaving. So it got to a point where people had done pranky things when they knew the date that they were leaving.
Yeah.
So they did this thing then when they just don't tell you when you're leaving. So you know your exams are starting and your A-levels are going to be starting in like late May. So late May. So it'd be like you really need a week or two study leave there, but they don't tell you what day you're finishing. Right.
Oh, you're done today.
So you're in on a week and classes are starting to be rolled back and you're just doing revision. You're not really doing anything new and it's all, you're going to be leaving soon, sort of a vibe. And you're going, miss, can you tell us when we're going to be told not to come back? No, I can't tell you that. Why? In case somebody fucking
sets, you know, the fire alarm off.
Takes a fucking shit in the principal's office, whatever, right? And you're like, right. And so in that week, people were just totally fucking around. This was, I've talked about this before. This was the week where we were playing cunt in the study. Didn't I talk about this before, Foster?
Somebody goes cunt.
Yeah,
yeah, it goes around.
But
yeah,
then
yeah,
it gets louder.
Yeah.
So I go cunt, and you go cunt, cunt, and then it just becomes, and eventually
cunt.
Somebody just has to go cunt in the middle of the study hall, and the woman who's running the study is freaking out, right? And
we used to do fucking hell.
So fucking hell.
We go fucking hell, and then you go, somebody else go fucking hell. Well, you had to change the tempo of it.
Yeah.
You know, in Father Ted. You ever seen that episode? The bar is now closed. Fucking hell. Remember that episode?
Yeah, so it's just like, it was getting ridiculous, right? And eventually, this guy, the guy that was like running the study this time, he was like a sub teacher, he cracked up and he went and got Mr. Brady, who was like a fucking brilliant history teacher, just probably one of the top two teachers I ever had in my life, just brilliant guy. But he was also like the head of sixth year, and he came down. And do you know what was annoying? He was so sound, and but like also like you didn't want to be on his bad side. Do you know what I mean?
But you actually
respected him. Do you know what I mean? So you didn't want to, you know, he's gonna come down and go, "You were all playing this fuck. What are you? You know what I mean? You're gonna go, yeah, something, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna feel like a knob." But he came down. He was bollocking us all for playing, and I had been fully involved. I mean, I had fully yelled cunt in the place, like. And one of the lads in the year below me absolutely took the fucking bullet because he knew I was checking out. It was like I was a short timer in Vietnam, you know what I mean? He's going to let me live, right?
Full pension when you go back.
Like. Yeah, right. So that happened. But in that same week, me and like, I mean, I'm talking about like a good 25, 30 lads out of our year and a couple of girls were like, we should all just go out on, like, we'd been in the new school for maybe like 2 years, and we had this like a really good high-end football pitch beside the school, but you were never allowed on it. Like, you weren't allowed to play on it at lunchtime. You never were on it for PE. It's just this amazing football pitch sitting there. Great nets and all in it. And not allowed it. And we were like, let's just go play a match. And the pitch was being used by Ulster Rugby for training, because it's right beside the school. Yeah. So they would use our pitch for their training pitch. So, like, we really weren't meant to be on it. But everybody just went, bring your PE gear in, just fucking go get changed in the middle of a class, and we'll go out and play this match. And everyone was like, right. So we all did. And, like, if 30 of you are sort of walking around in PE gear, nobody says anything. Nobody goes, what the fuck? So we all just went, got changed. We should have been, like, in the study or something. We're all out playing. And we're playing for a good, like, 40 minutes, like. And I always remember that during this match, I made what can only be described as the Gordon Banks save. It was the greatest save of my life, where they took a corner and it came in, and one of the guys in my ear headed it down, and I got down for it to my right, and I scooped it, and it hit the bar, and it was coming back down, and I'm getting up, and the guy who's on the post for us swings a leg at it and misses the ball, and on the backstroke knocks it in the our net.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not over that, by the way. If you're watching this, you know who you are, right? And I know who you are. I'm not going to name you. Sure's my first name. Sure's my birthday. You're dead to me. Right, anyway. So, you know who you are. So
Kieran something.
That narrows it down significantly in my ear. Anyway, right. So, and, you know, born on the 25th of 1986. Why did I give that information out anyway? It's also mine. So, anyway, do you want a postcode? So, and then the PE teacher comes out, and you just hear this gulder, like a proper, what's going on? Right? And you just see, like, because we were all playing, like, maybe like 15, 16 people in a team, and then maybe about another 30, 35 people all watching, like, so it's like a bit of a crowd, like, and then the next thing, mate, oh my God, what's going on? PE teacher came out, and he went nuts at us, because, like, we could have damaged
the turf.
We could have damaged the contract with Ulster Rugby, which would have been unacceptable.
We just get off now.
They fully cracked up at us and came in then into the change rooms when we're getting changed, and just fucking slabbered at us hard until, like, yes, we're lucky. Yes, we're lucky. Yes, we'll be getting the D-ray levels in here. And you're just like, but I met them. I was in my school there last week or whatever, 2 weeks ago, doing like a comedy thing there. And
I saw that. Was that with Willie T?
Yeah, with Willie T.
Teaching comedy.
It was like about scripted comedy, about getting people to think about writing scripts and what some was it script like being techniques. Back? Surreal, totally surreal. It was weird because they
a lot
had
smaller, isn't it? When you get taller, like.
But they have like they had like loads of pictures like from the school productions that I was in, like just in the drama room still. So it was weird because I was like seeing people that I went to. Do you know what it was like? You know the bit in Christmas Carol when Scrooge is walking around going, and this.
Yeah.
You know, there's a cunt that scored on goal that time, and I'm going,
and it really brings it back, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it was fucking weird. Like, there was a couple of people in those photos, I was going, I forgot you lived, which is mental. Yeah. And then there was a couple of people who I went to school with, who I was actually mates with at school, but I haven't seen them in 20 years. So it was just fucking, it was totally weird.
It's crazy, isn't it, how time flies, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's mental. Yeah.
I went to a good school, and like, we did we did a lot of messing, though. Like, we locked a teacher into the class once. You know, we let the air down of their car tires. Oh. We'd order pizzas to the school and all that kind of stuff.
The pizza thing happened. Yeah. People blamed me on a pizza thing. They blamed me and guys I was in band with. And we had nothing to do with it. There was a school music thing on. And people ordered a stack of pizzas to the school in the name of our bursar, who was a unit, God help him, right? But it was like a thing where it was like a joke on him, you know, like this guy's ordered like 12 pizzas. And it was a thing where it was like the company, even like the guy, I remember specifically, the guy who delivered them was in tears going, this is like £200, like what the fuck? And the school weren't going to pay it. And when they found out it was ordered in the bursar's name, they cracked up at us all because they had said, I'm the bursar, I'm ordering it for all the kids that are in doing rehearsal for the school concert that night. And when me and the guys I was in a band with found out that they'd ordered it in his name, we thought that was funny. And so we were sitting going, hee hee hee.
Yeah.
And that's when they were, one of the music teachers was like, that was you. And we were like, well, it wasn't. Well, why are you laughing then? And you're going, because someone's ordered a stack of pizzas in the name of a fat guy. Like, if somebody did that to me now, that's funny. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Don't do that to me, by the way. But if somebody did do that, you know, just, oh, Kieran Bartlett wants 12 pizzas. That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, anyway.
Your
school sounds more mental than mine, though. No, letting it was our out of tires, that's fucking...
We did... We had a school canteen, right?
That's £100, look.
Oh, yeah. No, but, like, we had a school canteen, and you'd go up and you go, call kind of a ham salad sandwich, whatever, and they'd make the sandwich for you. So you'd have to wait. You'd be waiting, like, a minute or two, right? Sometimes they'd have loads of them pre-cooked, pre-ready, ready. But there was always two staff members, a man and a woman. And what we used to do is we used to rush the counter, right? So there was a couple of guys that used to work with, and we would, like, we've no money for sandwiches. Say a sandwich was £1.20 or something like that. We'd like, I've no money for sandwiches. All right, this is what you do. You go and you order it, and you move to the next person. And we'll distract the other person. And then when it comes to payment, you go, oh, no, I paid over there. Because they had two tills.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So what we used to do is we used to wait until it got like 4 or 5 in the queue. And you could see that they were under pressure.
Yeah.
And when they were under pressure, you'd go in there.
You're getting a free sandwich.
But you'd get a donut as well. Like, so you go and you go, hiya, can I get a ham salad sandwich, please, and brown bread with a load of butter? And can I get the jam ring donut there as well, please? And they'd be like, yeah. And then you have to kind of like, they would go off and do it. And then you kind of wait, and then when they kind of hand it to you, they kind of like pay you. But what you do is instead of staying in line, you'd move a little bit, so then someone else will come over to you, and then the other person comes over to me, you're like, what's that? Yeah, and then you'd move away, and then when you go back to collect your food, they'll go, oh, that's £1.80. Go, oh, just sort it out over there, and you just go, and they won't have time to be over there with the other person.
I know what it is, right? I love that
free sandwiches.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's free sandwiches. I think that's what I love. Do you know what? I used to get fucked over though. I think.
Now, can I just say we only did that maybe once every 3 to 4 months. This wasn't a daily thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't.
They did. I used to get fucked over in the big canteen in Ulster in Coleraine. What did you call that? Was there a name for that? Falsely, that one that was like. Do you remember you would go down the stairs in the like in the main building, like in. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Not at South Building. In Central, there was a bit where you would go down the stairs in there, like over near the Diamond, over there. And I used to get fucking rinsed in there. They had a deal that was like, you could get like a 5-piece fry for whatever it was. And say, but it didn't include toast. So like if you wanted like, a fucking bacon toastie.
Unbelievable.
You're paying like £2.50 instead of like £1. And I'm going, can I not just get like bacon though? Like 3 bits of bacon, 2 bits of toast. That's like a 5-piece fry. And they'd just be like, it's £2.50. And I'd be going, what the fuck? And meanwhile, one of my mates is sitting there with a fucking 10-piece fry for like £2 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should be over it. But I feel like
it's that kind of stuff bugs me.
The economy is like the imbalance caused by your free sandwich is being met by my overpaying for a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, but we never like felt guilty about doing it.
I wouldn't feel guilty never about doing felt stuff guilty like that. About it. Do you know what's good sometimes? Because you could sometimes do this in Cloisters in Queens, which was like the students' union restaurant there. You could sometimes put stuff on a plate and just set it up. And not say anything. Never say, for instance, there's stuff under them beans. You could hide things with beans or coleslaw.
I could jack a potato, eat the potato, but fill the potato back up and cover the skin over it. I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Another one for you. You know, when you go and you do your big shop.
Yeah.
Say you go to a Tesco or an Aldi, what you do is you're like, oh, I fancy eating something for free here. So what you do is say you want cocktail sausages.
All right.
Get a packet of cocktail sausages. As you're pushing the chair around, open the cocktail sausages and just eat away, baby. Just eat away.
Just raw. Just raw sausages.
No, but they'll be cooked. But they'll be cold. Like, just eat away. Just nice and easy.
Really?
Aisle to aisle.
Do you know what I think?
And then as you get to the till, just move the empty packet somewhere.
And up somewhere.
You go to the till.
Do you know what I think about doing all the time? And I haven't done it yet, but I think about it all the time.
Stealing.
You know whenever you go to the self-serve checkouts?
Oh, Listen, man, I've done some bad shit there.
Like, I'll be honest with you. You wouldn't believe the amount of rotisserie chickens and Marksies that I'm looking at going, you don't need to beep. And I'll move. Do you know what deal I make with it?
You don't want to give chicken hope that it has a heartbeat.
I'm going to hold the barcode over the laser, but I'm going to go like that. And if it beeps, it beeps. That's my theory.
It's not his fault. When are we employees?
I passed it through. I hate.
You
I
don't
hate
get pensions or anything.
I hate the self-serve. I hate it.
I don't. I'm gonna lay my cards out on the desk here on No Blasters. I've sometimes picked the bag up and I've not scanned it by accident.
The whole bag?
The 4 10p 20p bag.
Oh, the bag. Nobody scans a bag.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, do like, you know what though? I bring my bags.
Do you know what I'd love to happen?
They started doing paper bags in places, and I'm like, do you know how shite they are? Oh, mate. They wouldn't hold a fucking.
It's Chinese, mate. They're taking over.
They wouldn't hold a fart. Like, hang on, you can't throw a load of groceries in that and expect it to hold. I have. Do you know what I did? I spent out a wee bit of money last year on a couple of.
It wasn't
bags
that fucking
Marcy's.
Thing out there, was it, in the car park?
Oh, I spent a wee bit on that.
And what happened to it?
What?
Did it scratch on the side above the wheel? What did you
don't
do with it?
I mean, now. Where's that? I haven't seen that. Above the wheel?
Oh.
Did this happen this morning, Andrew?
No, I parked next to it, right? And I had a look because you reversed in.
Right.
So I've pulled up to your right. I've gotten out and I've not seen the truck before.
Right.
So I had a look at it. And then above the wheel on the front on the driver's side,
right.
the two grazes. So I said, what happened? Have you not seen that?
No. Must be fresh, if it's there at all. But why, do you know, I can feel my heartbeat rising, and I'm choosing to believe it's because of all these doogies that are sitting here, even though it's probably because my car might be scratched.
Sorry.
There is a wee nick in the paint that I have seen them.
No, but I'm talking like, so if the wheel is like that,
yeah,
it's like two scrapes, so it looks like something's brushed up against it, and it's like, it's not even going in an inch, it's going like up.
Oh, I'll not be happy with that.
But it's not.
Is this real?
Yeah, but it's not. There's a scrape in it. Like, it's like it's a key. It's like it's two key scrapes.
Is this real?
Yeah. Because I meant to say it to you when I came in. I was like, why? Who scraped it on you?
If that's real, I'm not going to be happy. If it,
fucking
you know,
got him. Yes! No blasters. Fucking come on. Mate, I acted that well there, didn't
you? You did, because I stopped thinking it was fake. And now I'm sitting like this now.
There's nothing worse than spending money on something. And look, I mean, I must say your car looks amazing.
Thank you.
Not for me. I wouldn't drive it. I wouldn't even. No offense, but doesn't do anything for me.
It's great,
but it does for you.
Yeah,
and that's all that matters.
It is.
But secondly,
because I've had shit my whole life for cars.
And listen,
to be fair, that's a lie. I loved my.
But why do you? Why did you? Why can it. I? Can I just ask you? Like, it only seats two people in it.
No, there's
people
five.
In the back, and you got the thing in the back, like
seats
the American thing at the back, like the flat boost.
If you could put another 8 to 10 people in that boot, if they all stewed, it's not.
Do you
safe.
Feel like powerful in it?
No, it's just really comfy. It's unbelievably comfortable, and then whenever
it's automatic.
Yeah, and then when we're doing any like gigs or anything, it's just
all your equipment.
Sling gear in the back, and then if we're going away, just suitcases in the back.
I find that very interesting. Like, I'm not into. I wouldn't.
I'm
be.
Not into cars. I just.
Well,
I've
it
always,
looks like you are.
No, but I've always liked the look of that type of like a, you know, the in Back to the Future, the 4x4.
Yeah.
That's the inspiration for the hammer.
Oh, right. It looks nice, man.
Yeah.
Sorry for winding you up there.
No, it's okay. I mean, my heart rate's raised.
But did you actually believe me?
I started to believe you.
Yes.
Especially when you went. Do you know what I believed when you did when you Judge Judy diagrammed me on the wall, you know?
It's all in the detail.
I love when they do the diagrams in Judge Judy. Have you seen the new Judge Judy? I mean, it's the same woman, but like it's on.
Do you know what?
Amazon.
I don't know.
Justice
these things
Judy
are
or
really
some Judy
true.
Justice.
These things aren't really true, though. These cases, are they?
Some of them.
I don't think they are. Like, the court, the people are real. The cases are real. The decisions are final. And I'm like, going, but who the fuck is signing up to a TV show if you've got a genuine dispute?
No,
I don't want to be on TV.
Yeah, but
like.
because her court is set up. It's in the small print. Her court is set up as an independent arbitrator. So if you sign up to it, you must abide by the rule of it.
But what's the point then? Like, you're going on national telly and you're embarrassing yourself. Say, for example,
it's
like,
cheaper than going to court.
But mediation, you can go to mediation and do that.
No, but that's what she is. It is mediation.
So it's not like you can't go to prison from there. It's just
it's mediation made to look like a wee courtroom, and they film it, And they'll pay your expenses.
Do you know there was comedians in England that used to go on Judge Rinder and they used to pretend they had a dispute with each other and they would go on for the crack?
There was a couple of people that did it on.
But there was, they were
Judge
fake.
Joe Brown as
but
well.
I think it would be hilarious if we did it.
Just go on Rinder. Yeah.
Let's just go on, John. Just go on one of those things or set up our own little courthouse here where comedians solve your family disputes.
Judge Twank.
You know what I mean? No, but what I'm saying is we could get a courthouse here in the north, right? And you can get no, what you do is get a courthouse here, right? And what you do is you get all the people who listen to all the podcasts and you say to people, have you got a dispute with somebody over money? And are they both willing to come into our courthouse, the comedian's courthouse, right? But the jury is comedians.
Comedians and they
right?
just slag
and you're
the
judge, right? Yeah. And then there's a defence and there's a prosecution, right? And whatever it is, and it's all filmed. And in the jury, the comedians go in and sit in the jury table and somebody would be head juror. So you'd have me, Diona, Shane, Willie, whoever it is, and we all go, right, look, they say they stole, that they took the phone, they thought it was their phone, the phone is worth 200 quid, what's the judgment? And then you follow us.
And then we just slag a balls
and then we go back out and then you have to read the judgment. But like, when
can there be a bit though where we're
comedians
just hard slagging them?
Comedians court.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, seven comedians are the jurors. And I think it would be a great Patreon thing to fill in.
Court jesters, that's what it's called.
Do you think that would be good?
I'm in. Sign us up.
Do you think that would be a really good? Do you know what? That would be a really good sort of like documentary for people to watch.
It'd be good. Do you know what I think it'd be good as? 11:30 to 12:30 in the day. Good daytime viewing.
Have you ever gone to the courts?
BBC,
to watch real
finished
cases?
Just before lunchtime news. I've sat in the courts. Yeah.
Have you ever given evidence?
No.
Have you ever been prosecuted for anything? Have you ever been in trouble with the law?
No.
Have you been stopped speeding?
I haven't been stopped. I've been dinged speeding on the.
You ever like one of my ambitions? One of my ambitions. One of the things I'd love to do. I'd love to like get a real fight with the police. Like a proper fucking standoff. Like
an ambition.
Like where they're like about to withdraw. You know.
Yeah.
And they're like, put it away. I'm not putting it away.
And what have you got?
A golf what? Club or something like.
Put it
and
away.
And a small family. Yeah. And I've just said
threatening them. Yeah, it's good.
No, but I'd love to. I'd love to get arrested. I'd love to be like, you know, on the 24 hours camera action thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like going, what's your occupation? I'm a comedian. No, he is the fuck. I goes, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Who the fuck are you? With your 26 grand a year living at home with your mother.
You can see how it would go. You just.
I'd love to, like, if there's any peelers watching, I'll take you on. You don't like the job anyway, and you're all having affairs.
He's called you out. They're all having affairs.
Peelers have loads of affairs, you know that?
Why?
All shagging each other.
All the cops.
So many.
You heard it here first on No Blasters.
There's a lot of peelers.
The family podcast.
There's a lot of peelers out there. A lot of police.
Aye.
Doing bad shit, man.
Well, there's a lot of people doing bad shit.
Yeah,
they're still people. They're people.
Prison officers are at it. The police are at it. The judges are at it.
Allegedly.
Right.
All alleged.
Who else is at it? School teachers.
All alleged.
All at it. Just keep saying alleged.
Clergy. Alleged.
Proven.
People are at it. That's what you're...
It's human form, isn't it?
Yeah.
But people are inherently bad. Like.
Do you remember...
No.
No, I don't even remember because I thought about where that might go. But what about... what have you got coming up comedy-wise? Do you know what's mental?
I'm trying to go down a tangent here to see how far I can push it, and you've just pulled me out of it.
I have to withdraw because I'm scared of being sued. But anyway, they're all at it. Do you know what? If we've learned anything here today, they're all at it.
Nobody's at it.
Steal stuff.
Is that libel?
No, because you haven't identified anybody.
No, but just sucking shit up, the fuck.
I'm
on tour. Tickets on sale in 2 weeks. And
where can you get those tickets? Andrew Ryan
comedy.com.
Andrew Ryan comedy.com.
Podcast. And yeah, you know, please do.
Your website's great, by the way.
It's getting a new one coming up. That's a shit one. I'm getting a new one.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit one's good.
No, I'm getting a new one.
I'm trying to get one.
Have you been on my website?
I've been on your website.
Why? You buying tickets to come see the show?
I was looking up. Do you know why I was on your website a while back? Whenever, I think maybe the first or second time you were on here, I was trying to tag you on Twitter. I wasn't sure if you were on Twitter.
Not Twitter, no.
And I went onto your website to find out you're on there.
My mental health.
That's what I do, research.
My mental health does not need Twitter.
Oh, shite, I hate it.
Twitter, or X, isn't it?
X
is a cesspit of human life.
It is a cesspit.
And people go, well, I use it actually for a tool for my business. No, you use it to fucking start arguments and create division over toxic shit. And quite frankly, look at yourself more than your fucking phone.
They're all at it. That's the thing on Twitter.
Vile, nasty people. That's what they are.
They're all at it.
I wasn't at something and I heard about it and here's my opinion on something I wasn't at. And I have no interest in this topic, but I want to get a reaction so I can get more views and therefore I can get more followers and I can feel more important. When actually most people follow you because they fucking hate you. Have a fucking dinner party. See how many of those cunts turn up. Sorry.
I just mix them. This is so good. Anyway, this has been a lot of crack.
You're taking the piss out of me.
No, I'm just laughing. I'm scared. Anyway, right. We've got... So go see Andrew on his new tour. It's going to be fucking great. I am going to go get a wee coffee now. This has been a lot of crack. We have Doogies for Dez. Thank you. And we will we'll see you in the next one. Take it easy. Bye. Oh, no.